Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy, happy, marvelous Monday. Well, for some of you it's Monday, for some of you it may still be Sunday, depending on what part of the world you're in. And we want to acknowledge that because guess what? We are actually a global society. We have global reach on this broadcast. Well, any broadcast that's on the internet has global reach. The internet, as you know, and some of you maybe you don't know, but the internet is the World Wide Web, and that was one of its official titles when it first became available to the average everyday person. The military had been using the internet and the World Wide Web for a long time before everyday people began to use it, but the World Wide Web, in other words, globally, we're connected. Our society has changed. Things have changed. That's why you see so many changes. Okay, right? That makes sense, right? So when things change, guess what? You will see changes. And when you, one of the things I like to talk about when it comes to change is you want to be ahead of change as much as possible. As much as possible, because change sometimes can rattle you, shake you, throw you off a little bit. Well, one of the things you can try to do is get out in front of change by creating change. So I talk about creating change. I talk about flowing with change in chapter one of my book, Release Your Power. So if you haven't gotten that book yet, you really ought to go and get it. It's a great read. It's a great motivational book. It has great introspection. That book has so many different disciplines wrapped up into it. So you got psychology, you got introspection. Then we deal with leadership, so you got business. Then we deal with relationship, so you have, you know, psychology. So many different fields are wrapped up in that book. And we got some quality control there, some production. So many, 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 many areas. So today, I just want to start by welcoming you to the show today, Monday. You have tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs. Good morning to my good friend, who I've never laid eyes on, but my global friend, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who has been faithful to the show since the day he found out about it. No, he doesn't tune in each and every segment, but he does let me know that he is listening either by making posts on Facebook, and I so appreciate you for those posts and those shares. Paul Kiriazzi, thank you for putting us on the map in Tokyo, Japan, with All About Entrepreneurs, and before that, when I was doing the Coach LaLisa show. So over the years, you know, we've transformed the title of the show. So we've gone from the Coach Lalisa Show to the Release Your Power Show and the Lalisa Williams Show. Who knows what we'll be in a year or two? And that's what we're talking about, change. A lot of times we change to meet the new needs or the demands of the marketplace. And so right now the marketplace demands and has a place. There's a place for entrepreneurs. And there's a place where right now we have a need for entrepreneurs to understand what they can do and some things that they can do to add to their product line, to add to their product mix, to their services, to add to the whole thing of being an entrepreneur. Sometimes people get into entrepreneurship only because they know that something inside is pulling them toward it or telling them that working a 9-to-5 for someone else is just not working for them. You know, and I know how hard that can be, and especially when you don't really have some close friends that are entrepreneurs. You can be kind of stumbling around and just feeling out of sorts and out of place. Well, today you don't have to do that, because if you don't have close friends or direct family members who are entrepreneurs, then that's why we're here, all about entrepreneurs, this radio broadcast. And we bring it to you in a format that it feels like we're right there with you. We allow you to call in. You know, we have a call-in number, 347-945-7991. Hit your number one key. You can talk to me. We will be having other entrepreneurs also co-hosting the show with us over the next several weeks as they contact me on Facebook. As a matter of fact, let me just state that right now. Any entrepreneur out there who, if that's you, rather, I don't like to say out there because it's like out where? It's like out there in the air? Okay, well, anyone listening, if you would like to come on the broadcast and co-host with me, just inbox me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook just by typing in either Coach Lalisa or Lalisa Williams. Find me, and I check all my Facebook pages, so if you hit one and you inbox me, because they all come centrally to one place. So inbox me, email me, call me up, whatever you need to do, text me, and get the message out there to me that you would like to co-host with me. And you can actually choose a day. Friday, I do the open mic day. So this open mic is where people who own any type of business, product, or service can call in and shamelessly promote their business. So that's what we do on Mondays. And Tuesdays, we had a special guest, but his schedule changed. So at least for the next 16 weeks, he will not be able to tune in at that time. He's teaching that time in the morning now. So I certainly understand that. And I have something going like that as well. So what I had to do for, definitely for Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I like the 7 o'clock show. We will keep doing 7 o'clock unless there's some type of special show. But, you know, I do know that I will be doing a couple of interviews for some of the team members for the campaign that I'm a part of. Right now I am a candidate for councilwoman in the city, in the township of Hillside, New Jersey. So keep that in the back of your mind. For those of you who may live in Hillside, New Jersey, or know someone that does, please, please let them know that I am councilwoman-elect. And, well, councilwoman candidate, or I would like for you to elect me if you know someone. And my whole team, we're line two, and voting day is November the 5th. But we're here today, though. So entrepreneurs, and they can do all kinds of things. I mean, being a politician is being an entrepreneur, absolutely, in the and one of the greatest ways to be an entrepreneur, because you get to make things happen for your town, for your constituents, as an entrepreneur. So that's awesome. That's wonderful. But it's just another day in the neighborhood for Coach LaLisa, you know. Again, we try to get out ahead of change. So today I wanted to tell you and to give you 5 ways to make money from your knowledge. 5 ways to make money from the knowledge you have. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because we are in a knowledge society. And you've always heard people say, knowledge is power. Some of you know that the scriptures say that, yes, the scriptures say that people will perish because of the lack of knowledge. And then the Bible says, I give you power to get wealth. Well, you kind of put those two things together, and it's like, okay, he gave me power to get wealth. People perish for the lack of knowledge. I got knowledge. I got wealth. Boom. There it is. So knowledge can lead to wealth. And as a matter of fact, let me remind you that from the time I started business, taking business classes, which dates back to 1990, and it continued until 2002. So for 12 years, I've taken a business course every semester, every single semester. And what I've always learned about business, they used to tell us there were 4 factors of production. Well, now there are 5 factors of production. Now, this is what we teach students. In other words, this is how we start off business class. This is business 101. This is setting the foundation. You know, any 101 course sets the foundation for that particular major or that particular subject. So in business, in which business has a very, very deep, it has very deep roots in information and knowledge and what it is and what it does. And so here we are saying that there's 5 factors of production, 5 things you need in place in order to have a business. So let's just say you work for the post office. You can see those 5 factors. Say you work for a car dealership. You can see those 5 factors. You may own a daycare center. Those 5 factors are in place. You may work for a restaurant or a fast food chain, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, 5 Guys, Chick-fil-A, any of them, you will see. You may work for another type of food chain, restaurant chain, even though it might not be fast food. It could be a Red Lobster. It could be an Olive Garden. It could be, you may work for a college or a university. But anywhere you look, you will have these 5 factors will come into place. So there's land, labor, capital. You know you have to have those 3 things. Now, there's 2 others that particularly touch bases on this broadcast, and that's specifically, and that's knowledge and entrepreneurship. Those are the 5 factors of production. In other words, you don't have a business. You don't begin to try to have a business, let alone try to be successful, without these 5 factors factoring in. You must factor them in to your goals and your dreams and your plans for becoming a business owner. If you work for a company, you must understand that those are the pillars of what you're going to work every day. When you go to work and you show up on that job, then those individuals who are the CEOs, the CFOs, the board of directors, these are individuals now who have established those things long, long, long time ago, depending on how old your organization is. But knowledge and entrepreneurship, I think that's so powerful that those are listed as 5 factors of production. And we know scripture says people perish for the lack of knowledge. And now we're saying, and you've heard people say, knowledge is power. Why is it power? Because it has the power to produce. And you know, he said he gave us power to get wealth. Then he said, we need to get knowledge. He says he gives us knowledge, unabraded not. He says, if any man lacks wisdom, just ask him. Solomon, the richest man in the whole world, will ever live. There will never be anyone as rich as Solomon. And what did Solomon do, King Solomon, David's son? David and Bathsheba, what did he ask for? He didn't ask for money. He asked for knowledge. Okay? So this, I think we're on to something really, really big. So I'm just tapping into just a small, tiny, teeny, tiny drop in the bucket here this morning on this broadcast. So I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm glad you tuned in. But, yeah, I'm taking my time with this one for real, because this is some serious knowledge that we're about to drop on you here this morning. You tune into this show, you're going to be straight. You tune into almost any of my shows, and you're going to be straight. You can go back into the archives and tune into any. There were days that I gave out so much knowledge and power and information that a lot of the people who were tuning in those days, well, they don't tune in now because they're busy, because they went and they did the things that I talked about. They went and implemented, which is exactly what they were supposed to do. So many of them have their own businesses now. Many of them have their own radio shows now. Many of them have their own speaking platforms now, just from tuning in to the Coach Lalisa show for days and days and days. So what I'm about to drop on you right now, a lot of you, well, you won't be able to tune in as much as you'll be busy doing. So I'm going to give you five things that you can do, five ways that you can profit from knowledge. The first and foremost way that you can profit from it is by increasing your ability to do something. So knowledge, okay, you can go learn a new skill. Therefore, that can get you another job, get you a higher pay, get you a promotion on your job, which can bring in more money. So that's the first way that I want to throw out there at you, and somebody, you can just grab a hold of that. So getting more knowledge, so these are ways that knowledge can put money in your pocket, and that is number one, by getting some, okay? That's number one. Put that on your list. Go get some. If you already got it, good. Now you're going to want to hear these four other ways. But if you don't have it, the first thing you want to do is go and get some knowledge. K, capital K, Knowledge. Knowledge. Don't let someone trick you out of your wealth, out of your profit, out of your ability to put money in your pocket. I feel like the guy on Five Heartbeats. I'm trying to put money in your pocket. Okay, now, here's what I know. Knowledge can be gained from many, many aspects. I gained a lot of knowledge just sitting up watching my mother, my father, my grandmother, my siblings, people around me. You can absolutely gain a lot of knowledge that way. But if you want to supersize it, if you want to speed it up, if you want to turbocharge it, read a book. If you want to read many books. If you want to super duper, charge it up, go to college. Get a set, structured stack of information. Like somebody's already weeded through everything you didn't know. Because when you go to the library, yeah, there's a lot of everything's there. You're right. But, it's just like being online. Come on. You know how you don't like to sift through all that information out there. For instance, say, tell me if you do this or not. When you go to the internet and you put a word in Google or Dogpile or wherever you put words in or whatever search engine you use, okay, and then once you hit that search button, how many times since you've been using the internet have you gone past page one? Okay, think about that. So that's because you don't want to sift through, because you know what's on that top level is what somebody else has already sifted through. And if you had to go there, what if you had to go like 12 pages deep just to find what you really needed? No, you would waste a lot of time. So that's what going to college is like, because you have to pay for that, right? Because time is money. So you have to pay to go where someone has sifted through all the stuff you don't need or that you're not interested in so that they can tailor make topics just for you, areas of interest just for your life. I mean, you're a wonderful, great person, but you don't need to have all the knowledge. So you don't have enough life for that. So you want to be specific. You want to narrow it down. So number one, get knowledge. If you have to go to a college, go to a college. Don't let people trick you, talk about you don't need college. Yes, you do. Go and get a college education, because now you're getting ready to see how knowledge is about to put money in your pocket, food in your mouth, keep a roof over your head, put clothes on your back. And shoes, yes, that's right, shoes on your feet, unless you want to be one of those persons that the Bible spoke about, which is nothing wrong with that. Hey, listen, everybody has their calling. I got my calling, you got your calling. This is not a judgment call. I'm just sharing information as God downloads it to me. I'm just pushing it out, which is my job. It's like working in the mailroom. You just push out what's delivered, that's all. And so, special delivery, ding, ding, ding. So, unless you want to be one of those persons that the Bible says, the poor will always be with us. So, listen, I heard a pastor say one time, he was preaching, the poor will always be with us. And I think it was, now that I say it, I'm about to say it, I think it was Pastor Bill Winston. He's so funny when it comes to money. He makes it sound so funny. He says, listen, the poor will always be with us, but I ain't got to be that poor. Yeah, he says, the poor, think about that for a minute. He says, the poor is always going to be with us, but it ain't got to be me. And so you want to get knowledge, because knowledge, you can profit from knowledge. Knowledge, we said, knowledge is power. He said he gives us power to get wealth. He gives us knowledge. He gives us power. He told us that we will perish without knowledge. So, I mean, it really doesn't get any more clear than this. It's probably one of the clearest topics that I've had to deliver. So let me get on to the other four. So number one, get some knowledge. But I had to make the case for that, because there I see so many people dropping out of college, quitting. I said to my students, listen, I tell them flat out, I'll be telling some today because it's the first day I'm going to meet them, and I don't know if it'll be the last, so I have to pour a lot into them in the very first session. But one of the things I let them know is, get this, okay, if you can't handle an associate degree, this is just 2 years, y'all, if you can't do this, don't be sitting up here telling your friends and lovers and whoever else that you going to Rutgers, NJIT, Montclair State, NYU, Cornell, Harvard, Penn State, or any of them other colleges if you don't want to do this. See, that's like telling somebody you going to high school, you going to college, and you don't even want to get up every day and go to high school. That's like telling someone you could be the manager of a company. People say, oh, I wish I was the manager. No, you don't, because you don't even come to work every day on time. How are you going to be the manager? Oh, I wish I could run this place. How can you run this place? You don't even get along with everybody. You're talking about people behind their back. No, you don't want to be the manager, and no, you could not be the manager. Same thing in the church. I need to be the pastor. Why? Weren't you just talking about Sister So-and-so last week? No, you don't need to be the pastor. What you need to do is continue to be a member until you learn some things, get some knowledge. So anyway, I diverted for a minute. Sorry, I digressed. Get back to my wonderful topic this morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know the show isn't this titled all about entrepreneurs, but guess what? I'm still Coach Lalisa, okay? I can't change that. It's who I am. Y'all know how I do it. But I'm doing it in love. So here's the other four things you can do. So you got the knowledge. First thing you can do to profit from that knowledge, turn that knowledge into money, is write a book. You heard it. That's right. I said it. Write a book. Listen, do you know people buy books? Even if they're audio books, e-books, People still buy them. I don't care if they pay a dollar for it. Listen, honey, don't you know you're in a global society now? So even if you sold a book for a dollar, do you know there's close to seven, if not all these babies being born? Listen, we'd probably hit a billion mark. We know a lot of dying, but a lot of being born too. 7 billion people in the world. So trust me, if you sold it for a penny, you'd still be a multi-billionaire. Okay, so a book. Another thing you can do to make money from the knowledge that you have is become a speaker. That's right, a motivational speaker, an empowerment speaker, a trainer. You could become some type of speaker to inspire people. You can be an instructional speaker. You could be a speaker that teaches people how to save money, how to start a business, how to start your own daycare, how to start a dry cleaners, whatever business you have in mind, instructional type of speaker. So you can write a book. You can speak. You can make audio CDs. You can make CDs and DVDs, CDs and DVDs just from your knowledge, from the knowledge that you have. CDs, speakers, CDs, DVDs, audio, discettes. If you don't, so make DVDs, you don't want people to look at you. So make a DVD, speak, and you can sell them. I mean, there's many, believe me, I could give you 100 more ways, but I just wanted to give you 4 surefire ways that you can get started now, because I can help you with each and every last one of those. I have websites to help in all those areas. So write a book. You can make CDs and DVDs. You could become a speaker. And the 4th one that I want to give you, something that you can do, you can become an instructor, a professor. If you have knowledge, listen, I got an email the other day from someone who was looking for a instructor who knows about selling homes and buying houses in the mortgage industry. They want to start a real estate class. And they were looking for an instructor. So let's just say you had the knowledge to do that. Well, how would you get that knowledge? Well, you sell homes. You're a real estate agent. Oh, wow. Who knew? See? So that's what we're talking about. And now to keep all of this working, you want to definitely, that's why you want to be plugged into this broadcast, All About Entrepreneurs. That's why you want to link up with Coach LaLisa, get copies of the books or things that I put out there, because this is the kind of help that I'm going to be able to help you with. And if you do any one of these things, I promise you, you'll never be broke another day in your life. You'll never be without a way to feed yourself, put a roof over your head, put shoes on your feet, and clothes on your back. If you just do any one of them, then you may do like me and do all 4 of them. I'm doing all 4 of these things and have been for over 10 years now. Every last single one I've been doing for 10 years now. Haven't been broke a day in my life. I came to New Jersey homeless. But once I tapped into knowledge, and I tapped into knowledge just 3 short years of moving to New Jersey. Just 3 short years. That's why I love New Jersey. Yeah, sometimes it gets on my nerves and all the crime and all the craziness that goes on here, the high prices and all that foolishness. But one thing I can say about New Jersey was a great transition and turnaround for me. I came here homeless, but I tapped into their knowledge system. New Jersey has an excellent knowledge system. And once I tapped into it, well, guess what? It started with getting a job. And it was the company that I was with. And so the company that I was with, and it was the person who was my supervisor. And he was a very smart man, and I'll always thank him for it, because he is the one who plugged me into the knowledge system. And even though I had been to clerk type of school, so my mom, I can't take any credit from her. My mom was absolutely the first person who told me about knowledge, and she beat it into me. I used to get a whipping when I wouldn't do right in school. That's what I got most of my beatings for, was because of my misbehaving in school and my bad grades. Okay? When you got a bad, I knew when I got seen that F, I knew I was going to get a beating, but I didn't know how to not get the F. And so I just, you know, settled into getting a beating every school year and every report period. And it wasn't until I actually learned before I actually went to college for that degree, but when I first went to business school, Betts Business School in Cincinnati, Ohio, sat on the corner of 7th and Vine, I'll never forget it, because that's where I got my first, what you would call any type of college grade. And I did graduate there with like an AB average. But we didn't have GPAs there. We had a grade level that you had to maintain in order to graduate. But I do remember excelling there as well. But that was because of the people around me, and that was because of the requirement. In that school at that time, you couldn't get lower than an 80 to graduate. You had to get an 80 to graduate. And see, this is what, you know what, I'm glad. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing that to my mind. No one rises to low expectations. No one. You have to set expectations high. So here I was, high school flunk out. But when I went to that school, took the GED, passed by 1 point. But when I got into that school, the expectation was you had to get an 80 or better in order to get the certificate. So everyone there was on the same plane. Everybody there wanted an 80 or better. So if you hang around those people who want to succeed, who want to excel, guess what? It ain't rocket science. It ain't no secret that you're going to excel also. So if you're not excelling, if you're not successful, I would bet that you're not around people that are. Okay? But if you want to be around people that lay around all day, smoke joints, smoke weed, get high, then guess what? That's what you're going to do. And that are failing, flunking out, quitting, giving up, these are the kind of people that you hang around with. Well, that's what you're going to do too. If you want to succeed in life, one of the easiest ways to get on the road to success is to get around people that are successful. And it doesn't always take a lot, but you do have to be, you have to know that. And I didn't know, I stumbled upon it, but I'm telling you, you don't have to waste years of your life waiting to stumble upon it. You can be strategic, methodical about it, and go and get with people who are successful. You don't have to wait until you're 35 and say, oh, I stumbled upon it, when you can just get up and go put yourself around these people. They're on the job. They're in the colleges a lot of times. That's where you find them. So anyway, that's my topic for today. Thank you for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs. That's all I want to share. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. If you would like to learn more about any of the four ways to get knowledge, or even the fifth way, just going to college, going to some certificate program, going to some certification class, definitely hit me up. CoachLalisa.com, SpeakingYourWayToMillions.com, SelfPublishingWorks.com, and the ultimate Release-Your-Power.com. Thank you. Have a great, wonderful day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Follow us on Facebook. And you can find out, I posted topics that we'll have for the rest of the week. So you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to the event page and look for the event for each week. You can join the event group. You can join that group, and I'll send out another request for people to join that group, and then that way you can just go to that event page from time to time and see what tomorrow's topic will be. And again, if you're interested in being a co-host on the show, inbox me, tweet me, text me, get the message to me. And I think tomorrow we're going to be talking about social media, I believe. I'm not sure what tomorrow's topic is, but I have someone helping me develop the topic, so you'll have to go and see what they are. Until then, have an awesome, wonderful, great day, and release your power. Go all the way to the top. No, go over the top. All right, see you back tomorrow.